President Joe Biden hailed Democrats' efforts in the House to muscle through his $3.5 trillion Build Back Better blueprint. That's the human infrastructure the president envisions in the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan.
A broad framework to make housing more affordable, bring down the cost of prescription drugs by giving Medicare the power to negotiate lower prices for drugs, make elder care more affordable, provide 2 years of free, universal, high-quality pre-K, and 2 years of free community college. Provide clean energy tax credits. Continue to give the middle-class families the well-deserved tax cut for daycare and health care that they deserve.
The party line vote of 220 to 212 comes as a group of moderate Democrats who threatened to withhold their support for the plan reached a deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She said the party was unified in delivering a modern-day New Deal.
The Building Back Better plan, which will forge legislative progress unseen in 50 years, that will stand for generations alongside the New Deal and the Great Society.
We have to stand up and call this budget resolution what it is, a blueprint to bankrupt our country.
But Republicans like Catherine McCormack of Florida have a different name for the $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. They lined up in opposition to it. Here's Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and Jody Arrington of Texas.
Your roadmap for our future is a highway to hell. You have exchanged the American dream for a socialist nightmare.
They call it the For the Children Act. It really should be called the Mountains of Debt For the Children Act, because that's what it does. That's who's going to pay for it. Right here. Just go to page 7, where it authorizes up to $45 trillion in debt. We're at about $28.6 trillion right now. $45 trillion in debt.
They would crush the most prosperous economy in the nation under the weight of the highest tax rates in the world. They would quench the spirit of self-reliance. They would diminish the dignity of work by trapping their citizens in an endless cycle of government dependence and poverty.
Biden and other Democrats refute the $3.5 trillion package will leave a debt. He says it will largely be financed with tax increases on the rich and corporations.
And this is all paid for. Instead of giving every break in the world to corporations and CEOs, by the way, 55 of our largest companies in America paid $0 in federal taxes on more than $40 billion in profit last year. We can ask corporations and the very wealthy just to pay their fair share. They can still be very wealthy. They can still make a lot of money, but just begin to pay their fair share. My goal is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down. And that's what we're on our way of doing.
House committees are already fast at work drafting legislation to fill in the details of the $3.5 trillion package for consideration later this fall. Dozens of Democrats lined up on the House floor to voice support for the massive spending plan. Here's Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro.
For far too long, the deck has been stacked for the wealthy and the well-connected, while middle-class, hardworking families and the vulnerable have been left behind. After decades of disinvestment, we have an opportunity today to make history, to deliver on the promise we made to the American people, to build a stronger, fairer future for our kids, a once-in-a-lifetime moment, creating more jobs, cutting middle-class taxes, while simply asking the biggest corporations and the top 1% to pay their fair share of taxes.
But with Republicans fully opposed to the president's big plans, Democrats have no votes to spare. That gives swing Democrats leverage to make or break a deal as moderates and progressives draft and vote on the broader $3.5 trillion package. Moderates were demanding the House first approve a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure package that's already passed the Senate before moving forward with the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan. But in exchange for their support, House leaders offered a September 27th vote on the bipartisan bill as a compromise. It's also keeping in line with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's insistence that the two bills move together as a more complete collection of President Joe Biden's priorities. Pelosi has set a goal of passing both of them by October 1st. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.